Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bevan. I got my man, Sean Bevan, here with me. We're going to take you through an hour of AA and punk rock. Let's get moving with the Foreskins. That's how the fuck we're doing. How the fuck you assholes doing out there? Andrew Bedlam and my man, Sean Bedlam.
Oh, shit. We're back here 2 weeks in a row. What the fuck is good?
I know, right? It's crazy. That two-year anniversary got us working hard. But, one thing I worked hard on is that fucking awesome-ass collage that I'm staring at right now.
That's good,
that
man.
That shit's pretty fucking good. I mean, there's some fucking awesome-ass people on there. You know, of course, myself being the most important. And we got the lovely rude girl Jessica, Sean. We got a bunch of all the blanks, a bunch of the casualties. We got some of the dead boys, some of the murder junkies, the Drugettes. We got Gabe on there, the Oi Scouts, Matt from the Oi Scouts. It's pretty awesome collage.
And that crusty
we got a lot
fuck
of fun.
Josh is on there.
Yes,
he's
of course.
Big picture of him sleeping, because that's what
he does
a lot of the time.
Exactly.
When
he could be here right now. We could just lie to everybody and say Josh is here, because if he was here, he'd just be passed out anyway.
It is true.
No, but Josh, somehow, now I talked about the Murphy's Law show a while back, and I talked about how like we didn't have any problems and it was fun, and I totally forgot that Josh got kicked out.
Yeah,
and I remember when I first heard that he got kicked out, I think Sean from the Punk Block Party and fucking Janelle and Larry, they all came up to me. They were like, yo, Josh got thrown out. He just got thrown out. I was like, what? And Janelle came up to me. She was like, yeah. And to be honest, they were being pretty nice to him and they sat him in a chair. But, you know, he just kept on being Josh and escalated. But apparently, even though that was like a month ago, Josh broke his leg that night. He's been fucked up ever since then. Finally got his health insurance straightened out. Went to the doctors this week and actually broke his leg at that Murphy's Law show one way or another.
I think we said something about it. Like, something was known that he fucked
up
his
ankle.
I think after the show, he said something about, man, I really fucked up
my
ankle.
Oh, yeah, I knew he did. Yeah, because he was supposed to go with me to the NYC a week or two ago, and he couldn't because his leg was fucked up when I went with Gabe.
And I guess it's still fucked up, and we're like, well, are you going to be able to go to the Unseen? And he's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's in like 2 weeks.
When is that? And
that
I was
is
like,
April
21st,
by the way,
it's
with
like
Violent Society in Brooklyn.
It's literally like two weeks away.
Yeah. 420 a week, 2 weeks from today. We'll get to my thoughts on 420 later. We'll talk about that. But we're talking about a lot of shows. And one show I got to tell you about is this awesome, totally kick-ass show that the lovely rude girl Jessica and I will be attending tomorrow night. And it's being put on by punknews.org. And it is Crazy in the Brains, the Drugettes, the Up-Up-Ups, and Jade, the debut solo set by the singer of Philly's posers. So this looks like an awesome lineup. It's going down at Creep Records. You guys can buy tickets in advance. And from what I understand, if you do buy tickets in advance from the Facebook invite, you're going to get a bunch of free shit when you get there tomorrow. So look out for that. There are tickets available at the door. $10 at the door, going down tomorrow night, April 7th in Philadelphia at Creep Records. Once again, that is Crazy in the Brains. The Drew Gets, Up, 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 and Jade. Let's get to the Crazy and the Brains now with Let Me Go. All right, that was Crazy and the Brains. And like I said, you guys can catch them tomorrow night at Creep Records with the Drugettes. Now, the Drugettes just releasing a new music video for Bitter Old Man, song they play all the time live. I already know the goddamn song. I don't have the album, and I didn't see the video until like 10 minutes ago. Song started playing instantly. I knew the song because I've seen them so many goddamn times.
Right.
I was like, oh, yeah, I know this one. I know this fucking song. All right. Now, this video, actually, if you guys go over to Violated Records fucking YouTube, this video was shot at Creep Records where the show is tomorrow. Make sure you guys get there early. Here's the Drugettes now with Bitter Old Man.
Oh, man, and you know.
That was the Drew Getz. Now that's coming off the new album. And remember, catch them tomorrow at Creep Records. It's going to be a fun, intimate show. Yeah. Like a little double entendre. You know, Drew Getz, intimate, but it's going to be intimate because it's a small little record store. So that's why it'll be intimate.
Speaking of new records, bro, I don't know if we've mentioned it or not. The Parasitics. They just recorded their new album over last weekend. So that's pretty cool. So definitely look out for that.
I know. I told Larry I want to hear
some.
Made me
think
of
it.
I said, I need to hear some like unmixed recordings. Like I don't give a shit if they haven't mastered.
I get what you're saying. You want to hear some raw?
I
want to
hear some raw.
Shit.
Like give it to me now, Larry.
I totally get
and
that.
And he's probably listening. So once again, give it to me. I'm not gonna say give it to me raw, Larry. I'm not gonna. Wow. Wow. I think I just said it anyway.
Wow. You definitely said like you can take.
Give it to me raw, Larry.
You can take that sound bite right there and just use it for whatever the fuck you want now.
And people are already.
Yeah, people are going to use it. So, good job, Andrew. Good job. Yep.
All right. Let's get to some Broken Heroes, who also got a new album out, Make Oi Great Again. This isn't coming off of that. I haven't heard that yet. I don't think I've heard anything on it yet. I think I clicked the link. I think Tim shared a link, and I clicked the link. But I do have I Told You Once, so we're going to play some Punk Rock Junkie by the Broken Heroes up next on Pogo City Radio. Right, let's kick it old school oi now from the Broken Heroes to the Last Resort with Rebels with a Call.
Direction, searching for an explanation.
Let's stick with the Oi from the Last Resort to the Templars with Skinheads Rule, okay? That was the Templars on Pogo City Radio. Now, Sean, getting ready to move tomorrow. Big boy things. Big boy things.
Buying
that
shit.
House in fucking Highlands.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. That's
yeah,
cool.
It is. I can't wait, though. There's one room that's going to be like, it's going to be, I'm going to just call it for the sake of whatever. I'm going to call it like Pogo City HQ 2.0.
There you go. I would go with Studio B.
Studio B. That works way better. That's a way better name. But it's going to be, you know, a hangout spot slash jam room, which we don't have up
the
here.
The man cave.
A spot we don't have up here in the actual Pogo, Studio A. But it's going to have, you know, my drum kit in it. It's going to have a record player. It's going to have couches to hang out and sit and drink beer and listen to music. And
get blowjobs.
Yeah, shit like that, you know. Posters all over the
stuff.
Yeah, posters all over the wall, shit like that. It's going to be fucking awesome. I'm going to spend a lot of time in there, I know, already.
Him and Mary Palm. Actually, his wife's name, Mary, so I guess that does... That could work. It doesn't have to be an insult.
It doesn't.
Now,
it works.
One group of people we know that like to play with their palms a whole lot, that's them assholes over in Blank 77.
All aboard!
Here they are now with Are We Having Fun Yet? Coming off Up the System.
I am rock and roll. Yeah.
That was Blank 77. This is Oxymoron.
It's poisonous. Beware, beware.
All right, that was Oxymoron, Blank 77, right up before that. I'm a little fucked up.
Riggity, riggity, Rick.
Let's just keep moving with the music.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Here's Roger Merritt. I got his autographed book right over there, My Riot. Here's Roger Merritt and the Disasters with Kiss, Kiss, Kill, Kill.
Let me tell you.
from New York to Massachusetts with the Dusty Boys. That was the Ducky Boys with Alone Tonight. Right now, what the fuck we got going on? I mean, we talked about that on Scene Show. We're going to go to Mike's little pogo pit birthday party in a couple weeks. I think that's the following week. Then, I mean, in May, we got a busy April. Then in May, Jessica
seems like
and
things
I
kind of slow down a little bit.
Well, Jessica and I, our anniversary is May 22nd.
Oh, okay, all right.
And Ava's fucking fourth birthday is also May 22nd. Ava was born directly on our 2-year anniversary. So it's looking like maybe the weekend before fucking the 22nd falls in the middle of the week. We're going to do Ava's birthday party, and then after that, me and Jess are going to do a little anniversary party here. Actually, a big anniversary party.
Oh,
not
a big
little
one.
We'll see.
We're
definitely going to have some fun with it. And then I know June, we got some good things going on in June. We got that GBHNY Relic show, June 22nd. Now, this blank show, right? I was told about it a while ago, and then I was like, I don't know if this is official, and then I was told it was, and then I was like, I don't know if that's official, but there might be a blank show happening in Philadelphia in June, so keep an eye out. Save the date, June 2nd. Save the date. You know
keep
what I mean?
Keep your eyes peeled, so I guess.
Yeah, so figure it out. I'm pretty sure it's happening, so just save the date. Keep it in the back of your mind. June 2nd, maybe somewhere in Philadelphia. Awesome lineup.
All righty.
Yeah, there we go. And I feel like there's another show. Oh, duh. We were talking about the Drew Gatz. Let's talk about him again in Crazy in the Brains. That's tomorrow night.
Yes.
Creep Records. Remember to go to that shit. I'm a little drunk. Me and Jessica made up this new drink. We got some fucking Absolute. Yeah, some Absolute vodka, some orange soda, and then we took like all natural fucking strawberry popsicle things and stuck them in there as ice cubes.
All natural, like, what do you mean by
I don't
that?
Know about all natural. They have chunks of strawberry in it, and, like, I don't eat things that have chunks of fruit in it, so to me that means it's natural, but I don't know if it is. But there's chunks of frozen fruit in it, and so to Andrew Bedlam, that's natural. So, fucking, I don't know. I'm a little drunk, and, you know.
We know.
Yeah.
But who cares? We're all getting drunk. I'm getting drunk, too. Yeah.
A lot of drunks are made in NYC.
I tried not to do Pogo City sober. Like, I don't think I ever have.
Sacrilegious. Actually, I do it. Well, I don't know about sober. I might not be drunk, but I'm definitely not sober ever.
Yeah.
So let's get to some made in NYC punk for
the
George.
The Casualties.
George and them Casualties coming off Die Hearts for the lovely V-girl Jessica as well.
The music, if you can call it that, physically assaults anyone dumb enough to listen.
Give me my fucking beer.
All right, let's keep this show rocking and rolling with transient New Yorkers in the Dead Boys from Ohio to New York. You know, they stole a van to move to New York and go join Hillary. They stole a van to travel from Ohio to New York. Here they are, all this and more. Sean just said when you're married and you have kids, you don't really get to party. But I'm pretty sure we all party.
We still party. We still party. It's just when you're married and you have a kid or kids.
You just have to plan it more.
In Andrew and Jess's case, you got to like find a good thing to throw a party.
That's what
for.
I'm saying. See, when this song was playing, when the Dead Boys were playing, I used the term. I said, "Yeah," and we're just using our anniversary as an excuse to throw a party. And Sean was like, "Well, you need an excuse." And then we were sitting there. He's like, "Yeah, yeah." When you're married and you have kids and responsibility, you need an excuse sometimes.
Yeah, it's
really what it is. Me and Jess,
I want to cut loose and get fucked up and just hang out. So yeah, let's find something that says we're allowed to do that. Tonight,
me and Jess love each other. You know what I mean. We love each other, but like we just want to have a party.
That's
what the reason. That's what the invite's gonna say. It's gonna say you're invited to Andrew and Jess's anniversary. But it's just we just want to get drunk with everybody.
That's a
we just want to get fucked up.
One of the reasons that I like coming here to do Pogo City Radio. That's why I was kind of like trying to get back over here for a little while because I was like, well, I haven't hung out
decades
with the Pogo crew for a while. I'm trying to get back over there to hang out and drink beer, and so that's why I'm here.
One
of the reasons why I'm here.
Now, talking about me and Jess's anniversary, when she walked down the aisle, she was a platinum blonde. Here's Cox Bar with Platinum Blonde Now.
Show. If you could afford the fee,
Keep this show skanking with some choking victory.
For that crusty fuck cash.
That crusty fucker. Yeah, me and Sean talking here. Choking victim, by the way. Me and Sean talking here. Way too many people, man. Way too many of our friends have died. Way too many. Like, all joking. aside, and it was just because we were talking about our boy Nate. And what it is, it's funny, right? Like, Nate, he used to be in me and Sean's
yeah,
band,
he was
Bedlam,
a guitarist.
One of them, and fucking, and he died, of course, and of course he died from heroin, like everyone else we know. So I do not, no. I'm so, we don't fuck with that around here. We get fucked up, but we definitely don't appreciate that shit no more. I mean, way too many of our friends have died. And it was just ironic. The song that just happened to be queued up was Subterranean, which, you know, kind of the same feel. Kind of the same feel. So let's get to it now. Lars and the Bastards, Subterranean. And stay the fuck off that junk for real. All right. That was Lars and the Bastards with Subterranean. Now, at the beginning of the show, it brought up, referenced 420. See, now, here's my thing with 420, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm just too cool for myself. I say that sarcastically.
Too but cool like, for yourself.
Like, I never ever Explain. Really did I care about 420 because literally, like, every day of my life is 420. Like, I am a pothead to the
So April 20th
max.
Has no real
like,
meaning to
Yes,
you.
Exactly. Like, all I do is smoke concentrated THC wax all day. All day. That's all I do.
Yeah, so that would...
So, 420 to me
is
meaningless.
Day. Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't need... I was just going to say I don't need an excuse to party, but 10 minutes ago, we were talking about excuses to party. What a hypocrite. Listen to me. All high and mighty.
Andrew.
All high and fucking mighty.
You're too
hey,
cool
at least,
for yourself,
at least,
I guess.
At least I admit it. Yo, my vocals are hot as shit for some reason. That is really bad.
The last time I celebrated 420 at my old job, I was working night shift, and I smoked, like, 3 bowls right before I went to work. That was probably, like, 7 years ago or something like that. It was a long time ago.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'd definitely be smoking on 420, but, like, I'll be smoking on 419 and 421 also. That's all.
And then 421 is National Drug Test Day.
Yeah, I'm not on parole no more, so praise Jesus.
No, I just mean it at your job. Like, they're going to random drug test. All right. Everyone get in line.
All right. Well, speaking about all this 420 bullshit, why don't we get all trendy and do ourselves a little Pogo City?
Wild card, bitches!
Now, why I said this makes us trendy, I'm not quite sure. I'm just talking shit. Just looking for words to say and fill up airtime.
Yes.
Let's get to the Pogo City wild card. And, of course, it's Sublime. And one of my favorite tracks, the Rodney King riots. Here we are, April 26, 1992.
I don't know if you can, but can you get an order for Ons? That's O-N-S Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out, and it's like a free-for-all here, and the owner should be to come down here and see if he can secure his business if he wants to.
Wild card, bitches!
Store. I finally got all that alcohol I can't afford. With red lights flashing, time to retire. And then we turned that liquor store into a structure fire. Next stop we hit it was the music shop. It only took one week to make that window drop. Finally we got our own PA. Where do you think I got this guitar that you're hearing today? Hey!
because you were a pothead, Sean. That's why. That's why you got really into that at that point in your life.
I was smoking a lot of weed.
Freedom, there ain't no fucking freedom.
All right, let's get back to the punk rock. The Oi with the
Cockney rejects.
Police car. That's where that rioting ends up. Right.
I
know that was a funny conversation. I don't even know if we could recap, but we don't. But it was definitely funny, and it was about accents, and it was about how Cockney accents are awesome.
Are awesome.
And we both wish we had Cockney accents, and then we started talking about chicks from Massachusetts having orgasms.
That's something. I can't even imagine what that would sound like.
Oh God! Oh God!
Oh God! I can't even fucking do it.
Fucking ridiculous. We're gonna get out of here with this next one. I think we got another show coming out of you and coming at you. And God, will it be interesting? Because we're pretty fucked up. God knows what we'll be like at the end of a second show. Here's the Anti Nowhere League.
See you fuckers later.
Pig Iron for my dear old dad. Hit up pogocityradio.com. Thanks for leaving a comment, subscribing, and telling your motherfucking friends.
I have no fear. The new age is here.
Oh, really? City Radio. PogoCityRadio.com.